I know we have one case left, but I'm just going to take a 5-minute break. Good afternoon. It's not court, you don't have to stand.
Oh, I don't?
It's 1:28, we're back on the record. For the record, all members of the board who were here prior to the hearing are still here. Calling case number 1123-707. Good afternoon, sir. Can you please identify yourself for the record, indicating the authority you're representing and spelling your last name?
Detective Justin Hochuk, representing the Leavittsville Police Department, Chief Rafael Medina.
And
H-I-O-C-H-U-K.
Detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. This case is a denial of his pistol permit based on the extensive history and suitability. Leavittsville Police Department has 24 incidents involving the appellant, including harassment, threatening, fraud, well-being checks, traffic stops, suspicious people, disorderly conduct, log entries, assists, and intentional damage.
Right. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
I would, yes. First off, I went to the... me and my partner, Karen Muir, we lived in Colchester, and she was a dialysis patient that had a fistula, so we had to move to Weathersfield at a place called First Church Village, which is now 117 Wells Road. Here are the pictures of her.
Where do you live today, sir? Still in Weathersfield?
Weathersfield, Connecticut, yes. And when we moved into First Church Village, it was run by Imagineers, and I have a document examiner here that will testify that my signatures were forged in the town of Weathersfield's jurisdiction under Chief Rafael Medina. And I have this person here to testify as well on other things. So I just want closure. I want closure that my signatures were forged to get my HIPAA violations. And Anna's gonna testify on that today.
You do realize that's not the point to this.
I know, but it was in his report, and he said that these were documents was closed because it didn't have any relevance.
But again, I'm going to state from the start, that is not why we're here. We are here to establish suitability for firearm permit, okay? Not malfeasance by any department or any person.
I also disclosed to Detective Hilchuk that I want to be an armed security officer. And in order to do that, I need my gun permit so I can, my company, United Security Incorporated, can send me to training for my blue card.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Detective, you may proceed.
Okay. The appellant applied for a pistol permit on or about 3/27/2023. It was denied on 5/8/2023. I completed the background investigation. The first red flag that I had with the appellant was that he withheld his physical address when applying for his pistol permit. He put down a P.O. box or UPS store as his pistol permit. I had to call him in and let him know that I needed a physical address to where he resided. That's what I need for your pistol permit. He finally did give me his physical address, but was a little difficult dealing with that. But eventually he did. I have several instances. Obviously, there's 24. We can't go through 24 of them. The ones that stood out to me and was the reason why he was denied. In 2020, he responded to a fire call and attempted to operate a fire truck by showing a certificate of some sort. He was asked by the fire department of Weathersfield to leave the scene, and then he actually went to the scene of a working fire. He uploaded a 32-minute video on YouTube where he ranted about the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, and the original fraud complaint that he made to the Weathersfield Police Department. During the video, he addressed President Biden, the White House, and continuously talked about an employee at the apartment complex who forged his signature and sent to his registered dietitian. The appellant talked about sending signatures to a document writing forensic scientist. The appellant claimed that Imagineers LLC is corrupt and infringing on American rights, and he asked President Biden to launch an investigation to this case. He was in our lobby for at least that 32 minutes, tying up resources, wasting Weathersfield Police Department's time on a case that was already closed, and a case that he was also advised by the prior chief and Detective Sullivan of the Weathersfield Police Department to not bring up again. I contacted an attorney who at one point worked with the appellant, and the attorney, John F. O'Brien, stated that DiBella was relentless because he continuously contacted him and Detective Sullivan about the fraud complaint. O'Brien stated that he believed DiBella was not suitable to get his pistol permit. I then contacted an employee at the First Church Village, where he did live with his partner, who was identified as Dina Jeffrey. She stated that he used to live at First Church Village Apartments and cause a lot of problems. Jeffrey said that she was not positive, but believed the appellant was prescribed medications for his mental health issues and wasn't sure if he was taking them while he was living there. I asked Jeffrey if the appellant should get his pistol permit, and she said absolutely not. I made contact with retired Detective Sullivan about her interactions with the appellant, and she stated that he was a nightmare while living at 117 Malls Road. Detective Sullivan informed me that DiBella contacted her so much that the prior chief of police had to contact him and advise him to stop contacting Sullivan or he would face criminal charges. Sullivan stated that the appellant should not get his pistol permit. Lastly, I made contact with a former employee of the appellant, Eric Bono Iotto, was a former employee when he was a security guard, and he was one of the most recent cases where he asked Weathersfield Police Department to do a well-being check on him and the appellant. He said he went MIA one day and did not return any of his calls, so he asked the Weathersfield Police Department to conduct a well-being check on the applicant. Bono Iotta said DiBella was angry that he called the police on him. I asked him if he should get his pistol permit, and he said no. Bonayota said that DiBella doesn't take ownership, has lied to him, and told him that he has mental health issues and was diagnosed with depression and anxiety. The issuing authority chose to deny based on his extensive history, including some mental health questionable incidents and harassment. Lastly, I have just on 10/10/2023, the applicant's brother, came into our police station to make a complaint for receiving harassing phone calls from him at work. He was advised to get a restraining order. The officer was not able to contact the appellant, and as of now, there's no orders.
Sir, do you have any questions of the detective based on what he just testified to?
Oh, yes, absolutely. All right, Detective Hilchuk. So on all these various complaints, I never was arrested, right? Yes or no?
No.
I wasn't arrested. I don't have a ticket. I don't have any tickets on the record.
2001, creating a public disturbance.
Yeah, but that was a written warning.
Sir. It's questions. You can testify later.
Okay. All right. So is this a written warning, sir?
No. TLO search revealed that you were issued a citation for creating a public disturbance 2/14/2001 in Middlesex County.
Okay. So I'd like to address that. So
no, you cannot. You will ask him questions. You can address that later when it's your turn.
I understand. All right. So I deny all of your allegations that the Weathersfield police, this is a political stunt.
Okay, sir, can we ask questions, please?
All right.
If you want to make arguments, you will do it when it's your turn.
All right, so Let's start from the beginning, Detective Hilchuk. So I don't have any criminal history, no criminal background, nothing like that, right?
No.
Okay. Anyone in the Wethersfield Police, are they medical professionals, doctors, therapists, anything like that?
No.
Okay, so then these are alleged allegations to what you're stating. Because I did not, well anyways, you answered my question. Now, you also notated on the report too that you neglected to put out that you got my medical records from the Wethersfield ambulance. Did you get my signature to get my medical record, sir?
Is there something that is in evidence that we're talking about here?
Yeah, he actually, I had sleep deprivation.
I don't think he discussed that at all.
No, but it's in the report.
What report?
It's in his report.
Do we have that report?
Can you refer you should to have it, report? Yeah.
Did you provide that report or did you provide that report? Can you give us a date?
I'm looking for it now. He got my medical records. I think it was on May something. It was sleep deprivation. You actually wrote it yourself, Detective. And I'm trying to find it.
Oh, yes. In my report, yes, it does. It says that you stated where he stated it. He had sleep deprivation, difficulty breathing, and hasn't slept in 3 days.
Oh, we're talking about the case report.
Yep,
with
the case
permit.
Report.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for bringing
that
up.
I don't have medical records. I don't know what he's talking about.
Now, I never stated that to any police officers. Who did I state that to, sir?
I do not know.
Well, why would you put it in your report then?
It must have been from a CAD entry.
CAD entry. But, you know, when the ambulance were there was no police presence. So I want to know how you got my medical records.
I didn't get your medical records.
I want to know how you got this report.
Sir, you just said it was in the CAD records.
What's the CAD's records?
Can you tell him what a CAD
records? CAD records is the notes, notations, and whether it's the dispatchers, the police officers on scene, the police officers that may be dispatched to it, can update CAD with notes at the end of the call as well.
All right, but there's no police officers on the scene.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I know you weren't there. No one was there from the Wethersfield.
All right, sir. Keep asking questions.
All right, so. We established I have no record. We also established that you're not doctors, so you're not qualified to make medical decisions. Did I tell you, Detective Hilchuk, that I wanted my gun permit so I can advance my career in public safety for security officer?
I believe you did.
I did, yes. As we know, inflation's on the rise, and I need to make more money to survive in today's economy, and I have been in public safety.
Okay, sir. I don't think you're understanding what the difference between testimony and a question is.
Okay.
You're giving me testimony. This is his turn, and this is we're all asking him questions.
I know.
Then it's going to be your chance to tell us what you'd like us to know if it's relevant.
So I'm going to ask him another question related to his report. You talked to Eric. I have a hard time pronouncing his last name too. Correct. Eric Bodwin,
initial B.
So I actually called Eric, and he just told you, he said to me, that he told me my rate of pay, my position.
Okay, sir.
I'm asking.
Sir.
Asking. I'm just.
What's the question? You're telling him what
you
told
him. You lied in your, did you call Eric yourself, sir?
I did.
Okay. And can you state what Eric said to me again? Just
It's in the report.
Okay, but he never said that. So you're lying in your report, because I called
him
myself. Anyways.
I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you have any questions for this detective?
I'm going to continue. So were you aware of my forgeries in Wethersfield, Connecticut, sir?
The past complaints, somewhat.
Did you read Anna Kyle's report, is my question?
No. I don't know what that is.
The document examiner. Okay, so you didn't read the report. So you understand that my signature was forged in your jurisdiction, yes or no?
I don't know. I can't prove that. I don't.
Well, it was, but anyways, to get my medical information, are you also aware of that?
Nope.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you. This gentleman here made a very good statement. There was a police sergeant that had his service arm in his vehicle, and he left it openly with the doors open, and somebody took it out.
Sir, what does this have to do with this case?
It goes to this gentleman's credibility that how can the Weathers...
Excuse me, sir?
It goes to this gentleman's...
The chief, the credibility of a board member.
No, it was about the other case. My apologies. It was about the other case. The lady that was
sitting here. This is to do with your suitability.
Yeah, there was no gun in a car case. Really.
But there was no lockbox, is what I was saying.
There was no. Does anyone remember a case like that today?
No.
Did you guys hear that?
He's talking about the.
No, he was asking the previous about appellant how would you store a gun
in your house with children?
Right, it's with a safe, right, sir?
We're not questioning the chief.
Listen, the bottom line is I don't have, all right, so Detective Hilchuk, I don't have a criminal history. I don't have any tickets. These notes are politically motivated, and I can contest right now.
Okay, sir. You're testifying. Do you know the difference between a question and testimony?
Yeah, he's lying, though.
Okay, well, then you can talk about that in a minute. Do you have any questions for him? We're going in a specific order to keep order.
Yeah, I understand. This is the first time for me, so please excuse me.
It's most people's first time, sir.
So I've never done this before.
I will guide you through this. Do you have any questions of the detective?
I'm thinking. Okay, Detective Lisa Sullivan. Now, she said that I should not, it's right here in your report, Detective, that I shouldn't get a gun permit, correct?
I don't know it, Detective Lisa Sullivan.
Maybe I'm not pronouncing it right. S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N?
I do know it, Detective Sullivan, not Lisa Sullivan.
All right, well, it is, says Detective Sullivan here. I only met her one time, so how can she judge that if I shouldn't get my pistol permit?
I don't know. All I know is that Detective Sullivan told me while doing my background investigation that you called and contacted her, the chief of police, so much that you were threatened with possible arrest should you continue that behavior.
Outrageous. Now, I'm going to ask you another question, sir. About my brother, my half-brother. What was that complaint about, sir, again? When that call came in and when he came in?
Was it harassment?
Mm-hmm.
Your brother came into police headquarters receiving harassing phone calls from you while at work. The officer advised him to get a restraining order. The officer attempted to contact you and wasn't able to. And as of now, there's no order.
Do you realize I haven't seen my brother in 7 years, sir?
Sure. How would the detective, honestly, I
haven't seen my brother or my mother in 7 years.
Okay.
So how can my brother go in and make that statement? It's inaccurate.
Sir, that...
All right. All right, so my other question, sir, is you went to Dina Jeffrey and asked her if I should get my gun permit, correct?
I did not go to her. I called her on the phone.
Okay, you called her on the phone. Why would you do that if she forged my signatures? Why would you ask her that question?
Sir, he has previously indicated he has no knowledge of your signature being forged, other than reports.
He got it in his packet, just like all of you did.
Okay, that doesn't mean he has knowledge that your signature was forged. That's something you're asserting. I understand that.
Yeah.
But he does not have knowledge that that's what happened. He has knowledge of reports that were made.
It doesn't make sense on why he would go to... And is, to your knowledge, sir, is Dina Jeffrey a medical professional?
I don't know.
That's exactly right, you don't know. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. You answered all my questions. So, don't have a criminal history, don't have a medical history, and I'm trying to get my permit to be a security officer and arm, make more money. So, I'm done with my questionings.
Are you all set with questions?
Yeah, I am.
Does the board have any questions of the detective? Okay, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay, sir, it's your chance to tell us what you'd like us to know.
What I know is that Karen and I moved into First Church Village, and we, Karen called about a mold complaint back in 2018, February. And Imagineers took it upon themselves to make our life a living hell. And how they did it was, there's a report that was, Karen was a PCA. I'm not quite sure if you know what that is. That's through a nonprofit Connecticut community care thing. They didn't count that income. That earned income, when I was making $50,000 and $60,000, they didn't count it, but they didn't count it for any of the residents. Now, Imagineers, Karen Muir, my deceased partner, filed in a grievance to Natalie Neely's office at 20 Church Street in Hartford, Connecticut. And when she filed the grievance, Natalie called me up and said, Mr. DiBella, do you mean to tell me that you reported your income to Imagineers, but they never reported it to us? I said, that's exactly what I'm saying. It got further into it where Marlene Philpotts, my registered dietitian, received a letter from Dina Jeffrey.
Okay, sir, we don't need the whole history of your interaction with Imagineers. I understand you had a dispute with them at some point. What Weathersfield has indicated to us is your reaction to whatever that issue was, is at issue with their concerns to issuing you a temporary permit.
Well, let me ask you all a question. How would you all feel if your signatures were forged to get your medical information? Just think in your heads. That's how I feel. That's how Karen. Karen's 6 feet under. She can't, like, come out of the grave and defend herself. And Weathersfield Police didn't take this seriously.
Mr. DiBella?
Yes, ma'am.
If I could just provide you with a little guidance.
Yes.
So we're here to try to determine whether to agree with Weathersfield or you on whether you should be granted a pistol permit. So you really have to direct your testimony here to why you feel you should have a pistol permit.
All right.
It's very narrow, okay?
I'm just going to make it brief then.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, the honest truth is that my employer wants to make me an armed security officer. In order to do so, I need to get a gun permit. Then they're going to send me off to that place on the pike, Hoffman's, to train me so I can be at one of their DMV sites, but I can't get trained until this committee agrees to issue me my gun permit. And frankly, I just need the extra money. I don't have a record, and I don't even know about my brother. I haven't seen him in 6 years. So I'm asking this committee to grant me my permit so I can move forward in my career as an armed security officer, please.
I'm going to ask you a couple follow-up questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So how long have you worked for this security company?
November of last year.
Okay, so coming on to a year.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And let me just ask you some questions about your history with the Weathersfield Police Department.
Of course.
Okay. Because the basis of the denial, as I understand it, is that they felt that you just kept beleaguering them over and over and over again for an extended period of time about the mold and forgery and other concerns that you had. And they really were limited in what they could do about that. I mean, I don't think anybody in this room would not be sympathetic to your concerns. But the issue here, as I understand it, is they really felt that you used poor judgment in just repeatedly almost harassing the police department as you were pursuing all this information. So help me, tell me your perspective on that.
I deny all Detective Hilchuk's allegations. They're not legible. He has nothing here other than his report.
So with the previous chief and the detective, you're saying that you didn't repeatedly call her to the point that she felt that you were harassing her?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
And detective, do you have documentation of the number of calls that appellant made?
Yep. There's 24 cases from 2019, and that's at least 24 cases when we went to another system. Some cases did get lost.
Didn't cross over.
I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. All I can say is that there's 24 documented cases involved, mm-hmm. which I can say is not reasonable for a resident of the town. 24 interactions is completely unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Around the issues of the mold and the medical records and the forgeries and so forth?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I also like to note, ma'am, just mm-hmm. to let you know, I had an attorney, mm-hmm. attorney John F. O'Brien, who's still my attorney through the grievance. He made many calls too on my behalf. Mm-hmm. So this 24 calls was not me. I only called maybe 3 or 4 times and let my attorney, John O'Brien, do the rest of the talking. So that's what he's referring to. It had nothing to do with me. I had legal counsel. And John O'Brien was the one that called their police department on behalf of me and John O'Brien, the O'Brien Law Firm. Mm-hmm.
Is that consistent with your records, Detective?
I don't believe so. I spoke with Mr. O'Brien just because Detective Sullivan advised me to speak with him because I would get, she told me that I would get a good understanding mm-hmm. On his character. When I called him, I got it. Very good understanding that he totally agreed with my decision to deny his pistol permit. Mm-hmm. And this is a gentleman that was defending him.
And did he elaborate any more on why he was...
His harassing behaviors, consistent harassment.
That spoke to judgment concerns? Is that what you're alleging?
Correct.
Okay. And your document, just again, I apologize if you think I'm beating a dead horse here, but the complaints that you have in your system document that these were calls from the appellant himself, not from his attorney?
No, these are calls from other people.
In his behalf?
No, complaining about him.
Oh, complaining
Correct.
About, oh, okay.
Yes.
How many of the calls are from the appellant himself?
I couldn't completely tell you. I would say the frauds, which are maybe a couple other. So there's like 4 frauds. I can't completely.
And what are the other parties calling the police department to complain about? So
he had a lot of run-ins with neighbors at different hospitals, other than the 117 Walls Road.
Could you provide us with a couple of examples?
Yeah, there was some yelling back and forth between other neighbors. I believe there was an incident where someone threw something at another person's vehicle. I'm not completely sure. Early on in 2019, because there's 4 harassing and threatening calls from 1023 to 1111.
Of other parties complaining about the appellant?
Yeah, it was kind of going back and forth between neighbors, which is also concerning.
Thank you.
I only called twice Weathersfield Police. I didn't call any more than that. So okay. If anyone called on my behalf, I don't know about it until now.
It sounds like neighbors were calling to complain about you from what the detective is saying.
Can I contribute to that, please?
You can, yes, follow
All right,
up with
so
me.
you know, I'm not going to get into a long spill, but Imagineers had the Elder Abuse and Neglect Department at my apartment. When they found out that they couldn't arrest me on Elder Abuse and Neglect, they told the neighbors to make a lot of phone calls on my behalf to have me arrested in that town. So as soon as Karen passed away, I got out of First Church Village, which is now 117 Wells Road. So these people that Detective Hilchuk is stating are, I don't know. I mean, they're not all there. And that's why I got out of there. And then I moved to Newington and back to Weathersfield. So I only called twice. He said before 24 times. He's absolutely wrong. It was other people and my attorney that called us. I can't help what other people do, and everyone should be aware of that.
Do you recollect any incidents with any of your neighbors where they would have felt that they needed to call the police to complain about you?
The only time I found out about what Detective Hilchuk is saying is when I met with Detective Lisa Sutherland with my attorney, John O'Brien, and she was more concerned with her boyfriend and how having someone else get... I said, what does that have to do with my forgery and HIPAA case? And she says, I don't feel confident that I can do this. I think you should go to the feds. And me, you know, I was just dumbfounded. So then Lisa, Detective, I can't pronounce her name, Sutherland? Yeah, she just walked out of the room on me, my attorney. So then I just followed up twice. And like he's saying 23 other people called on my behalf. I don't know about it until today, until he brought this report.
So you,
does that make sense?
So you, yes. So you don't recollect any incidents or altercations with any of your neighbors where they would have felt compelled to call the police and with concerns about your behavior?
No, because if that did happen, then I would have been arrested, and I wasn't arrested. So these are just complaints that are empty complaints, ma'am. They're empty complaints that I was never, he just testified that I was never arrested. So what I did was I got out of there. I never had this problem until I went to First Church Village. And when our signatures were forged, then the problems happened. And he's claiming all kinds of harassment, disorderly conduct complaints that I wasn't aware of until Lisa Sutherland told me and my attorney. So other than what he's saying, this is the first I'm hearing of it. So I didn't even have a chance to defend myself.
Mm-hmm. Had the police ever come to your residence, not your current residence, but the residence you were in with your now deceased partner, and
First
my condolences on that?
No one offered me condolences from, someone offered me condolences.
No, I'm just offering my condolences.
Oh, thank you, I appreciate that. The police did show up twice.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, that's all I can recall. The first time is when we first moved in there, something to do with my cousin Ryan, and they thought he was there, which has nothing to do with this. And the second time was back in 2018 when Karen called the police, and they came for her. So it didn't even have anything to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
Karen called the police, and she made a complaint. But as for me, I only called her office twice to see if they would take this forgery HIPAA case. And they said no, so there's nothing more I can do. I tried everything I could.
Mm-hmm.
I used the resources available to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm living a productive life. I have a great career. I was a firefighter for a life member of the MVFD. You see my fire certificates, Fire 1, Incident Command, Hazmat Awareness, Hazmat Operational. I dedicated my life to public safety. As a firefighter, as a public safety officer for Lincoln Tech and for Goodwin University, and now I secure a power plant in Hartford, MIRA, M-I-R-A. So if my employer trusts me, they came to me and said, we want to make you a site supervisor at one of our DMVs to get your gun. Now, in order to do that, I just need this blessing of this committee to give me my permit so I can go take my test for my blue card.
Mm-hmm.
And Weathersfield Police, with all due respect, is holding me back from moving forward in my career. And I didn't do anything to them prior to whatever he said, all these people calling in.
Let me ask you about that incident that the detective mentioned where you appeared at the scene of a fire after having been advised not to. I mean, you weren't a member of the responding fire department.
That's a very good
question. Could you tell me about that?
Yes, I remember that day. So I was home and there was a fire. Claude, the maintenance man, knew I was firefighter one certified, and he asked me if I would help him and drive up here, and then he made a big scene in front of me, in front of the first responders, and I was told to leave. When I was asked for help by the employees of Imagineers, which I assisted, I have done fire rescue for a very long time. So I just helped, that's all I did. I'm a first responder, I helped the scene out, and then Claude made a big deal, and that's why it's in his report. Nothing shy of that.
It seemed to me like some fire official had advised you to step back and let them handle it.
And I did immediately. That was when Claude asked me to help him before the fire apparatus arrived. So as soon as they said leave, I left. I didn't argue with anybody. I just left. All the other tenants were standing around. They said, "Would you mind leave?" I said, "Sure, absolutely." I went home.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're definitely.
Other questions? Can either the detective or the appellant tell me why there's a divorce file in here for Dina Jeffrey?
I have no idea. There's a civil protective order that was actually filed against him in that file.
I saw that.
It doesn't appear to be served, but it was.
Yep.
There was a hearing.
Can I ask you a question?
No, I'm asking the question.
Oh, my bad.
I don't know why those are in there. They did not come from us.
Here, can you recognize this?
Yes, I do. I know. That's Karen Godden's restraining order.
This says dissolution of marriage.
Can I see that, please? I'm sorry. I bought that. If I could see it, I can tell you what it is. Yeah, if you want to. Is this like a marriage certificate?
No, it's a divorce judgment that looks to be included with your papers.
Divorce judgment? I was never married, though.
It's not for you. It's for Dina Jeffrey.
Yeah, she reverted back to Sir Rudy. I'm sorry, what's your question about this, ma'am?
Why was that included with your papers?
Because I went to the town of Middletown and I filed the courthouse. I filed a FOIA request because if you sign anything but your name, which she signs Dina Jeffrey on all the tenants, I'm answering your question.
Okay.
It's forgery.
I understand.
Yeah,
so
you got
that to get a sample of her signature.
Yeah, so Anna Kyle could do the report, exactly. Because okay. Kyle is a document license examiner. Yeah. Okay.
And Karen Godin, are you familiar with her?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
And do you know she filed an application for a protective order against you?
I do, ma'am, and it was dismissed with prejudice by the judge in New Britain. Never have done. So Jim O'Brien represented me for that one as
there
well.
There was a hearing on that?
Yeah, it was dismissed with prejudice. Were you present for that day? You were present for that day. He heard it.
So. Can you talk about the YouTube video a little bit?
Yeah, so when my back was against the corner on the forgery and it happened in the town of Weathersfield, I decided to use my First Amendment to broadcast the corruption of the Weathersfield Police, Imagineers, HUD, Urban and Development. President Biden said when he took office that he was here for all Americans. And in my YouTube video, I asked the president if he was also there for Karen Muir and myself. However, I never got a response from it. but I put it up as my First Amendment right, and I feel as if the Wethersfield police is badgering me for utilizing my First Amendment. And that's why I did it. I wanted to tell the American people the truth about the corporations from Connecticut all the way out to California, that they are stealing millions of dollars from HUD and the subsidies, and people like him, excuse me, no disrespect, but you're not doing anything about it. This was never supposed to be open to any of us, and it is. And Anna Kyle, if you'd like to ask her questions, she came up with her analysis. So that's why I asked for help. What else was I supposed to reasonably do? If Wethersfield police won't make an arrest, and the special agents are best friends with Dina Jeffrey, and she doesn't want to make an arrest, the only other option is to go on social media and fight for your First Amendment, the most protected activity under the United States Constitution. I did nothing wrong by that. If anything, he helped me by saying that. So I still want closure and justice for me and Karen. Let me make that clear. And I'm going to do what it takes under the law to make sure that me and Karen get closure. Whether if it's a whistleblowing case or if it's a civil rights lawsuit against the Wethersfield police. My union has a legal fund that Detective Hilchuk doesn't know. They already offered, I pay a $500 fee and they will sue you. And you two will be out of a job for what you've done to me and Karen. And I haven't done that yet. I was being reasonable, and I'm still being reasonable. But they offered it to me.
Sir, you just seem a little unfocused on why we're here. I think that's what I'm struggling with is you've brought apparently an expert for handwriting, and you're talking about disputes with the Wethersfield Police Department, but we're here about a permit for a handgun, and you haven't really...
Yeah,
I did
speak about it. I'm trying to advance in my career as a site supervisor, as an armed security officer. It's actually listed here. My colleagues wrote letters.
Yeah.
The HR wrote a letter to you, and I'm gonna show you where it is in a minute.
It's fine. We
it's right here. It's actually, so United Security wrote you a letter to the board. Okay, and my colleagues wrote a letter, Anna Rosarigas, all right?
We have all that. We have everything submitted, but it just seems like you're coming here with a vendetta for something that happened with you and your management company several years ago.
Well, what would you do if your signatures were forged? I'm not coming here with a vendetta. That's an understatement. I am coming here with the truth.
Okay.
And, if, you know.
Well, that may be, but there's a lot before us of what seems like over-the-top...
My second amendment's being violated by the Wethersfield police.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I did nothing wrong. I don't have a record. I don't have a ticket. I didn't call 24 times. And you know, ever since I moved out of First Church Village, I never had a problem with the Wethersfield police.
But you did respond to a fire call in 2020.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I said that Claude asked me if I would assist him until the apparatus arrived, which was exactly what I said. And I did. And I honored him. He was the maintenance person for Imagineers. They knew I was for Firefighter 1 certified.
With what apparatus were you assisting with?
When the apparatus of the fire department responded, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They asked me to leave and I left. So I didn't even really know about the fire until Claude knocked on my door and woke me up. So, I hope that answers that question. I didn't do anything to Imagineers, to the Wethersfield Police Department. And I just want to move forward with my career and make more money. I'm responsible. I live by myself. I have a dog.
So I think you understand our more narrow focus now, right? That we can just address the issue of your suitability for a pistol permit and the other materials that you sent us, which
I'm sorry,
are of concern.
Yeah.
Really, we can't do anything about. But
no.
Do you understand that better now?
I understand it, and I'm really asking this committee to grant my pistol permit so I can move forward with my training. and get my blue card as an armed security officer. I think it was taken out of context, and I'm sorry. Once again, this is my first time ever doing this, but I want to advance in my career as a public safety officer. And this is my golden opportunity. As soon as you grant me, if your board grants me, my employer is going to put me through the blue class card.
I just want to ask you one more question.
Yes, ma'am.
I know the woman to your right is the handwriting expert, mm-hmm. and in my view, we really don't need to hear from her because those documents are not relevant to our hearing. But who is the other gentleman?
I'm a very close friend of his.
I wanted to give you the opportunity to examine your witness if you wanted to have him speak to your suitability.
That makes sense, absolutely.
My name is Manuel Alvarez. Dan and I, we've known each other a long time. We first met each other playing racquetball and handball. Courts, but in the time and that duration, he has helped me get positions and jobs, which United Security Incorporated was one of them. I did work with him for a little while there, and I was also present. I knew Karen on November 4th, 2021. I visited Dan and Karen. It was her birthday, and the reason why I believe this is relevant to a lot of the things that are being said are from Imagineers and that. But if you go further, he rarely has any complaints. It's basically the bulge since they've been in that facility of First Church Village. So when I was there that day, we were having fun laughing. There was a pounding on the door. Dan went to answer the door, and there was a lady there. Her name was Patty Lee. And he asked, hey, who are you? And she said, my name is Patty Lee, and I work for DSS. And I'm also here for the elders abuse. There's an elders abuse I forgot the word that she
utter
said.
Utter peace and black claim.
Well, she was there to corroborate that, and she wanted to speak to Karen privately without us being there. So me and Dan waited in the living room while they both went in the bedroom and closed the door. A few minutes later, I heard Karen crying. Dan barged in the door and said, what's going on? Karen says they're falsely accusing him of hurting her. But she knows that was a lie. I know that was a lie. She was distraught there. She was breaking apart. So he asked her to leave. He asked Ms. Patty Lee to leave. While she was leaving, he asked her, he says, is there any, this has, I know it doesn't seem like it's linked to the permit or Weathersfield, but it is. It's just, you just got to look deeper and it is linked. So he asked her, is there any relations between her and Elliot Lane, who is the lawyer for Imagineers? Because he's trying to sue on one part and then trying to set him up on something else.
Yeah, for COVID-19.
So then his credibility can go down lower and lower and lower. Mm-hmm. So I'm here to attest that I've known this man for a very long time. I understand he's coming up because no one's listening to him, to us, and it's very frustrating because Weathersfield is relying on people on who really don't know this man. He's getting answers, or Weathersfield, I'm not gonna say this gentleman, Weathersfield police are getting answers from people that are not credible to answer these questions about him, whether or not he is eligible to receive a gun permit. Yeah. That's my gripe. My gripe is letting you guys know that as much as everybody's hearsay, it's hearsay, because I know this man doesn't have a record. Again, we find an old couple stranded or something, we go and help them. That's what we do. We don't. So these claims that people are making, I'm like, oh my God, there's no relevance behind it. There's no witnesses coming in and say, yes, there's no one else here. So I'm just here to stand behind his character and let him know, and let you guys know, a lot of these things that are being said is just hearsay and false.
Can I ask you one question, sir?
Yeah.
So the elder abuse and blood case came first. When they found out that the warrant was denied, all these other incidents followed.
Just came up. They just
exactly.
Kept coming.
That, that's why.
As soon as they know they didn't have anything concrete for an arrest,
right?
Then
they started.
Maybe they
stuff.
Maybe Imagineers went to these tenants and say, "Hey, if you don't side with us, we're gonna make your life a living hell." That's the real world. That's the way mm-hmm. it works.
Could you reiterate again how long you've known the appellant?
Approximately 14, 15 years.
Mm-hmm. And do you work for the same security firm?
We did. No longer. I don't. I work for somewhere else. Uh-huh. As a maintenance, it's a nice cushy job. So. Uh-huh. That's what I went for. I had a relative that hooked me up with that.
Did you have experience with the appellant when you did work for the same security firm?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Did you have experience with the appellant when you did work for
yes,
the same security
firm? Oh, yes, yes. He's the one that got me the job. My family member, me, got me a better job, so I won't be that.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. So I'm hoping you guys can grant my permit so I can move forward in my career. I'm asking very politely. I had enough, but I'm asking every one of you if you would be so kind to do that.
Detective, there was a new witness. Do you have any questions for him?
No, ma'am.
Does the board have any other questions? Ms. Johnson?
Earlier in testimony, somewhere along the line, somebody mentioned that you were on psychiatric medications and weren't adhering to your psychiatric medications. Are you currently on psychiatric medications?
No, ma'am. Not one.
Okay. Were you on before?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Okay.
Other questions? Seeing none, sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No, I want to thank the board for the time, and I'm sorry because we're all set.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yeah, I just want to live in peace without the Weathersfield harassing. Nothing against you, Detective Hillchuck, but I'm just trying to mind my own business and continue with my career. So it's not personal, sir. I'm all set. I'm all done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Detective, would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes. The Usheum Authority is very concerned with the appellant's mental health concerns and harassing behaviors. The Usheum Authority strongly believes to protect the citizens from Weathersfield and Connecticut. We believe it is necessary to deny the appellant's permit.
Thank you, Detective. Comments by the board?
Interestingly, because you sent us so many extraneous records, I had a very different impression about you coming into the hearing today. I'm glad that you could narrow your perspective to speak to the issues that we can handle today. I appreciate the comments of your friend.
Thank you.
And your other witness, who has remained silent, appropriately so, I give her credit for that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much, ma'am.
So
thank you.
What I've heard today will influence my vote.
All right, thank you.
Other comments? Again, I don't know where I started before. Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue authority.
Ms. Johnson.
Issue authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issue authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issue authority.
Dr. Conrad.
I'm actually going to vote for the appellant.
And chair votes issuing authority at this time.
That's so I didn't get my gun permit?
Your appeal has been denied. You will get a letter within 20 days from us. There are further appellate rights to the Superior Court if you choose to go that route. But at this time, we have upheld the decision of the issuing authority. You're all set?
Yes.